The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The end of the world is an irresistible proposition, in art at least. I'm not too keen on that prospect in real life. Maybe end-of-time scenarios allow artists to explore their own anxieties about decadence, shifting values, and a landscape in peril. In large part, that's how I read T.S. Eliot's 1922 poem, The Wasteland. It's also how I read newer poems that ponder the state of humankind's collective soul and peer into our not-so-rosy future. I think peering into the future in any art form is another way of examining the concerns of the present. It's a way of asking, if we keep doing things the way we have been, what will the world look like in 50 or 100 or 1,000 years? The fear, let's not kid ourselves, has to do with us right now, today. But the site for exploration is farther off down the road, because it's easier to look unblinkingly at faces you don't recognize, and because it's easier to be honest with fictional characters than with the people closest to us. But there's no rule in art that says you have to take the long view. So, how do you go about looking honestly at the perilous state we've created for ourselves and every other thing on this living planet? Well, that depends. But having grown up during the heyday of televangelism, I can tell you for certain what doesn't work, which is preaching fire and brimstone and repentance. Instead, you need to find new ways of looking at what is more comfortably shied away from. I like the way Kimberly Johnson handles these questions in today's poem, Big Finish. She behaves as though her subject matter is the end of the day. The sunset has given way to the night sky, and the speaker casts her gaze upward toward the stars, which look like a party where a disco ball spins from the ceiling. A disco ball that might one day come untethered and fall crashing onto our heads. This may be it for us, the poem tells me, but somewhere out there, there's a party. Big Finish by Kimberly Johnson. Now that the last shaft of sunset has collapsed into that rubble of cloud, let's dust off and see how bright the stars are, the disclosed vault spinning like a disco ball been drilled smack into Polaris. My oracle's a bullhorn for the end times, portending wars and rumors of wars in the stars' course headlong through the heavens. And even though the astrophysicists, as in chorus, to the oracle declare that all this sparkle, every spectacular atom of it is a death. The expired light of bodies that have burned themselves down to nothing, yet they are so bright and shimmery, and to shimmy seems their light to me, sequins tilting into a spotlight. Don't they move like jubilation on their wheel? And don't they flash with brash abandon? And if finally they should quit their spheres and fall upon us, their apocalypse would surely seem a shower not of wormwood, but confetti, gleeful streaking down the sackcloth dark to pronounce our doom. A wop bop a loo bop, a wop bam boom. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.